My name is Hannah Nygaard, and I am 18 years old. Today is May 19th, 2019, and today I'm speaking with my sister. Go ahead.
My name is Naomi Nygaard. I am 14 years old.
And she is a freshman this year, and we are recording in Wausau, Wisconsin. So my first question I want to ask you is, what's your favorite thing to do on a nice, warm summer day?
Well, if it's not too hot, I like to take my dogs for a walk a lot, maybe two times a day even. Play outside with them in the backyard, because that's always fun. Mm-hmm. I like to read outside on the hammock.
What's your favorite book?
My favorite book to read? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Probably the Christy Miller series.
Yeah.
I've read them like five times. But yeah, and then I like to go for bike rides, and playing outside with friends is fun, just like goofing off, like at night, Ghost in the Graveyard or Cops.
Night games.
Yeah, night games, yeah, and that's fun. But it can't be like too hot to do any of that stuff. If it's too hot, then it's nice to just sit inside with the fan on and
just relax.
Just relax, yeah. Pet dogs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like to play Monkey in the Middle with Lola. And my sister.
She gets all tired.
Yeah.
Cool. So can you describe for me one of your happiest memories?
Happiest memories?
Yeah.
Okay. I have to think
about
this one.
About anything.
Anything?
Uh-huh.
Okay, like when I'm little or like anything. Recently?
Anything.
Anything? Okay.
So what made you happiest?
What made me happiest? I don't know. Okay. Well, I'm trying to think. It's probably something with like my friends or family. I really like, I think when we went to Colorado when I was like five or something, and we were all in the Honda Pilot, and it was just like everybody was in there, and we were just like talking, and it was fun because it was like, it was our grandma, grandpa, and then my mom, and my dad, and sister, and it was really fun because we just like talked and we had fun. And I always remember we got like a roll of quarters. And then a silver dollar, either 50 cent piece or like a sack Julia $1 coin for like every 4 hours or so.
We didn't ask if we were there
yet. If we were there yet.
Yeah.
And I asked if I was there yet, but I still got the thing.
Because
mom didn't tell Papa. But yeah, and that was fun.
Yeah.
Just like hanging out with family, friends.
Yep. Just spending time with everybody.
Mm-hmm. It's fun. Yeah, definitely with people. Those are my happiest memories.
Yeah.
I like being with people. I like, also like summer camp.
Yeah, just being with everybody.
Yeah, being with everybody.
Having fun.
Family.
Mm-hmm. Relaxing, not worrying about school.
Yeah, definitely not worrying about school. Most of these things happen in the summer when there's nothing really to worry about. You can just like relax and just be your best self.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So are there any positive moments or memories from your life that think shaped you to who you are today, like changed your mm-hmm. thoughts, actions, behaviors?
Like for positive memories, I don't know, probably like getting like report cards or something, like when I like in elementary school or middle school, like all the positive report cards and like the positive feedback, and that's kind of like driven me to be a good student. And, like, all the encouragement I get from, like, my family, like, whenever, like, concerts, I always get, like, texts from my grandma, like, good job, and that always just, like, encourages me to keep going and, like, trying to be the best I can do.
So would you say you're externally motivated or more intrinsically motivated, or both?
Okay, I feel like it's a bad thing, but I'm more externally motivated. Like, I need support from people to keep going and, like, otherwise, I'll just relax and stuff and not
do it.
But
anything.
I definitely, like, I think because of those things, those experiences, I do have a little of an internal drive because I know, like, after I did it and I saw, like, the outcome of, like, getting good grades or, like, working hard on something and seeing what can happen.
You know,
now, like, I know I want to work hard. I want to practice my instruments and stuff.
You have your inner standards that
definitely inner standards I want to meet.
With.
Yeah. So I think it's a little bit of both.
Do you think you have higher standards to live up to because of me?
Yes, definitely. Mom always talks about you. and all your music, like, on walks. She just talks about how amazing you are, and I'm like, she's like, but you're like that, too. I'm like, okay, Mom.
You are.
But, like,
you're amazing, too.
Yeah, but I feel like grades and everything, like, I don't know if how hard I would have tried. It'd be really interesting to see, like, how hard I would have tried in school or with music if I didn't have, like, you to live up to or, like, compete with. Because I feel like it's definitely, like, I have to get, like, good grades and stuff because you got all good grades. So I have to get up there. So I think, yeah, that's definitely another thing that's motivated. And that's also kind of internal and external.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I know, I see the results. I'm like, Mom, like, and Dad, like, yeah, you're gonna be like Hannah, and I'm like, okay, but like that's a little bit of both because I have my different standards to meet.
So are there any negative events or memories that you think shaped you to who you are today?
Negative events or memories, well, there's a couple. I think probably like when Papa died, that kind of just like, cause like we have it pretty good, like when you think about it. And, like, we were just, I know, it was, like, when I was 8, so I was just happy-go-lucky little girl, and then that kind of happened.
Mm-hmm.
We, like, the hospital and stuff, and, like, I remember, when he was in the hospital, I didn't really understand. Like, I remember when we were in Milwaukee, when Mom got the call that he was sick, so, like, we drove back, and I just, like, bawled the whole time. Mm-hmm. But, like, at the hospital, I know my cousin and I, like, we didn't really understand, like, what was going on. I mean, our mom prepared us. He told us that he will probably die soon, but I don't think like I understood that really. So we just played around at the hospital really and stuff, like we blew up the hospital gloves and did all that stuff, but like we didn't understand. And then that happened, that was just really, that was something that really taught me like kind of how the world works, and that you're not gonna get everything you want and it's not gonna be perfect.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, I remember like sometimes when I was 8, I'm a very emotional person. So like when I was little, some nights I cried, like in the year after.
Yeah.
Just tough. Like it was tough. So I think that's definitely shaped me.
Mm-hmm.
And also like different experiences with friends. Like, not getting invited to everything and all that stuff. That just happens to everybody, but it helps you to, like, be the person you are. I know that, like, your friends aren't always gonna be there for you. Like, you have, I mean, we'd like to think that, and most of them, they will be most of the time, but we're all humans, and we'll all let each other down eventually. So that just kind of lets you know that you have to watch out for yourself a little bit, but still, I mean, they're always there. So I think
it's true.
Yeah, so I feel like that's kind of just those things.
You can't be dependent on them,
but
you should be dependent on them
too. You should like be able to talk to them and be able to like lean on them when you need to, but you need to be able to defend for yourself if you need to.
So can you tell me about someone who's been kindest to you in your life?
Kindest to you in your life. Well, I'm sorry, but it can't be you.
I knew that was coming. Yeah. I knew that was coming.
Okay. Kindest to me in my life. Well, a lot of different people. We're going to go with Graciela.
Yeah.
Graciela's the kindest. I mean, we've had our fights and stuff, and sometimes we're a little cranky, but like, Grace is like, I get really, really cranky sometimes. I get like, and like sometimes Gracia is like in band, and sometimes I'm like really mean to Grace. I feel so, and she's just always like really kind, and she always like explains everything out. She's
always taking it.
Yeah, she always just takes it. She knows how to handle me. She never gets like, she never really ever gotten mad at me before. I can't remember a time that Grace has ever been mad at me.
Yeah.
She's just always really nice and kind. And even if, like, you're a little rude to her, she, like, kind of understands it. And she, like, she gets a little annoyed sometimes if you, like, are being flat rude. But she just, like, tries. She always, like, gets me back on track.
Understanding.
She's kind of, understanding about everything. Yeah, she's just very kind. And she, And, like, yeah, she's been kindest to me, and she's kind to everybody and really inclusive. And she just wants to make sure that, like, everybody, like, is getting enough attention, because we need attention and stuff, and, like, getting, everybody's doing good. And she always wants to make sure that everybody's just happy and good. And she's a really kind person, so.
Yeah. How long have you guys been friends for?
Grace and I have been friends. Okay, this is an interesting story. So, for interview purposes' sakes, like, our moms worked together since we were little. If Mrs. Albee had to take Grace to school, she would come take her to Bryn Mountain first, where I was, and we played in her classroom, and we have Peanut the Elephant. That's one of our favorite memories, Peanut the Elephant. Like, we played teacher and stuff. So, like, we knew each other since we were four, and then, like, because that's when I started going to school. And then we kind of, like, saw each other. We were kind of, like, the friends we never saw, but, like, whenever we saw, we, like, loved playing with each other. And then back when we got to middle school, we kind of reconnected. And I was thinking, like, we just kept getting, like, closer and closer and closer. Like, I don't even know how it happened. We just, like, both wanted to be friends with each other.
And connected. Yeah, so we just clicked. Activities and classes you've taken.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, like, we're both in band. We sit by each other and stuff, and we're both... Yeah, we both have, like, lots of the same interests, but we're different enough. Mm-hmm. We're, like, we work really good together.
We complement each other well.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. So, who has been the most influential person in your life, and what did they teach you? There can be multiple people,
Multiple people? Okay. Well, we can start with Nana. Mm-hmm. I feel like she's just, like, taught me how to be a good person, really. Mm-hmm. And, like... Yeah, like, just going out to Nana's, I always look forward to it, because she's just, like, you don't notice it, but, like, she's been teaching us stuff, like, all these years, whenever we go out there, she teaches us how to, I don't know, it's hard to, you just, there's people that you know they teach you things, but, like, they've just done it, I don't even know how to, she's taught me, like, how to be, like, how to interact with people, like, I remember my cousin and I used to fight a lot. And then, like, Nana and I just, like, taught us how to work it out. She taught me, like, people skills and how to, how to talk to people. Like, whenever we go, like, shopping and stuff, she's taught me how to, like, interact with people.
Be polite.
Manners. And, how to have fun, too, and that's okay, because, like, our mom is kind of healthy. But yeah. Nana's always the one that's, like, giving us ice cream and stuff. And
ice cream for breakfast.
Oh, yeah. Cinnamon rolls. Caramel popcorn.
Yes.
Even when you have braces.
That's not
good. Yeah. So, yeah, she's taught me that. And then, probably Mom. Mm-hmm. She's just, like, supported me in everything. And she's just, like, taught me... Well, our mom pretty much sees everything. She's taught me how to act and how to be a kind person. And, like, how to deal with, like, friends and stuff. And how to be a friend.
Mm-hmm.
And we can say Hannah, too. Because she's been, like, she's basically my role model. Like, my biggest role model. Because... You crying?
No. No, I'm not.
Yeah, because, like, she's my big sister, and I look up to her, and I want to be like her. Because, yeah. Hannah's normally...
Ah.
Hannah's just taught me, like, everything about high school and, like, how to deal with friends and school and band and encourage me. So, yeah. We'll go with those. Those are, like, my role model women, probably.
That means a lot.
What I feel most grateful for in my life? Okay. There's so many people, like, well, I'm really crying, so I'm gonna see you.
Stop.
Like, I'm grateful. I'm definitely grateful for my mom. My mom delivers us everything. She supports us in everything we do. She makes meals for us every day. She's a really good cook. She helps us with our homework, and she just encourages us. Just to, like, always keep going, like, to practice, because she really wants to see us succeed, and she always tries to, get us to do what we need to do, because she knows, because we're teenagers and we don't always want to work hard, but she knows, like, she knows that we need to do stuff.
Even when we don't want to.
Even when we don't want to. Like, she always says there are choices and there are have-to-dos. So,
she doesn't. We don't like the have-to-dos.
No. But, yeah, I'm always grateful for her for always pushing me and keeping me on task, because I don't think I'd be as, like, driven and motivated without her, mm-hmm. and with some of the other people. Yeah. She's, like, mostly mom. I already mentioned, like, Nana. Those two kind of questions.
Everyone in the family.
Yeah, our family. It's just everybody.
So all loving people. And supportive.
Mm-hmm. And encouraging. Yeah. Mm. Really lucky.
So if you could go back in time, is there anything you'd want to do differently?
Anything I'd want to do differently.
Not get your finger slammed in the door.
That was your fault. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like I just go with the flow more. Because I feel like I've been like working on this more. Just like not getting so hung up on things. And just trying to, like, go with the flow and, like, realize that not everything matters.
You're not in important. Control.
I'm not in control. Mm-hmm. Not everything is a big deal. So I feel like that's just something I could do, like, just throughout, like, middle school, probably even later elementary school, just to go with the flow and just relax and have a little more fun. So I definitely want to do that. Yeah, maybe be a little kinder to people. You get caught up and you get judgy and stuff. Just
yeah,
not
you get
judge.
Caught up in the drama.
All the drama. Yeah, just.
You don't need that in your life.
Mm-mm. It's just too
stressful.
It's too stressful. Just like. Mm-hmm. Probably just like take a step back. Just relax.
And just breathe, yeah.
Yeah. If I could go back in time, I would relax more and just like not like relax, but just like not. Just be more chill about everything.
Not worry as much.
Yeah, not worry as much.
I'd still be, like, just as dedicated to school and friends and family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not worry about everything. I used to worry a lot, like, before bed.
Yeah.
Yeah, used to worry, like, robbers and all that stuff. But now I don't anymore. So
you're still, is the door closed and locked?
Well, it's supposed to be closed and locked.
You live in a safe. Names,
but yeah, but I don't worry anymore as long as the door's locked.
Good.
Yeah,
that's good. What's one thing that you want future you to remember and like rest of your life?
I feel like kind of the same thing, just relax, because I feel like I'm gonna be like really stressed and stuff with like,
oh yeah,
because I know you're really stressed and I feel like it's only gonna get worse. Just to relax and take a deep breath and to remember to have fun, because
mm-hmm.
you're not going to get anything done if you're just stressed and working. It's not going to be worthwhile,
because school is important, but
yeah.
So is your mental state,
mm-hmm. yeah,
and your well-being.
You're not going to be happy if you just work, and you need to work a little.
Yep.
Maybe a little bit more than a little, but you need to have fun, and I feel
have a balance.
Have a good balance. And I feel like I've kind of been doing okay at that, having fun and just like mm-hmm. taking time for myself. So I feel like I definitely don't want to get caught up in any like work. I definitely don't want to be like a workaholic when I get older. Just to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
Just love all the people around you, never stop. Always say thank you and be grateful.
Yep.
Just never get, like, rude or cocky or arrogant or any of that stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think your future holds? What do you want to do?
Okay.
Where do you want to live?
Well, definitely want to finish high school. That would be a good thing.
Drop out.
No.
Right now.
Yes. I'm...
Don't need it.
Nope. Okay. Future. Well, I definitely want to go to college. I want to go to state school. Right now I'm thinking UWSP, because Hannah will be there, and it's close to family and stuff. So probably want to go there for something in, like, education. I'm, like, I'm open-minded, but I want to go, I'm pretty sure I want to be a teacher when I get older, and I want to, like, minor in, like, something fun, like music or journalism,
mm-hmm.
something that I'll like. And then I think I'm going to stay Central Wisconsin, because I just want to be around my family. so I'll probably stay here. I don't know. Probably, I will hope to get married and have kids.
And dogs.
And dogs. Lots of dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of dogs. I want to get a dog. Can you get a dog when you're in college?
Probably not.
I'll buy an apartment to get a dog. That is what my future will hold, dogs. But yeah. Okay.
That's good. So what's your favorite thing to do with me?
My favorite thing to do with you? I like when we can, like, talk, kind of like this. Like, when we're in the car and, like, talk about our days.
Life lessons.
Life lessons with Lifeguard Nagard.
Yes.
Talk about our days, talk about can we go, what went good, what went wrong, and just, like, have, like, really, some, like, really even dumb conversations, mostly initiated by me. And, yeah. And, like, outside, playing Monkey in the Middle. And just, like, spending time with you.
Mm-hmm.
Just having fun. Even, like, when we're, like, doing homework together.
I'm yelling at you.
Yeah, yelling at me because I'm taking up more of the table. Even though you always take more of the table up. But, yeah, I'm definitely just going to miss you being there for me. And knowing that I always have you to talk to and stuff. So, yeah, I'm going to miss you a lot. But, yeah. Yeah, I'm just gonna miss you.
I'm gonna cry again.
You have to come home someday.
I will.
Yeah. I'm gonna miss you coming in at night to steal the dogs.
You're not even conscious when I do that.
Some days, most days, I'll say that I am, but I'm just gonna miss. I'm gonna miss that, like, when you come in and stuff. Yeah. That's something I'm gonna miss. Rides to school. Listening, you'd rock out, even though I normally don't sing.
No, you just sit there, and I'm over there. Yeah.
Maybe one of these days I'll sing. But, yeah.
Okay. I'm not going to be able to make it through the next one.
What's the next one?
I'm so grateful that you're my sister. I know I can be hard on you, and I yell at you when I'm stressed a lot, or take it out on you, and I'm just so grateful that I know that you're always there for me. You're my best friend. We have our fights, but I know you're always there for everything and anything, and I know I can count on you. That I'm gonna miss not seeing you every day next year. But we'll get through it. So thank you for everything.
Okay.
Love you.
Love you. I'm gonna miss you. You have to text me. Yeah.
Okay.
You're gonna yell at me like you. I need to be yelled at.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So thank you for everything.
Thank you.
I love you.
I don't know. I love you. I don't know where I'd be without you.
And I don't want you to feel like you should be compared to me. Because we're very different.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to shine. And I feel like you're living in my shadow.
I don't know. I like being little Nygaard.
So thank you for everything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. No, I need to stop crying.
I'm gonna cry.
Okay.